The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
I want to talk a little bit about balance again today. Yesterday, I talked about balance. The balance between self-worth and humility. It's a balance we can never get. If we're on top of the world, if we are doing great, I did it. Man, look at me. Our actions scream, look at me, I did it. And if we're having a bad go of it, I'm just stupid. I'm the worst. I can't believe it. I mean, I never catch a break. I'm just always make the wrong decisions. Oh, man. Humility and self-worth. Where do we get that? Yesterday, Sarah, I don't know if we still have the Martin Luther King commercial that Dodge ran, but there was a commercial that is the people are actually calling for the firing of the person who came up with this commercial. This commercial was brilliant. Was it? Did it sell a truck? I don't know. Did it go too far by comparing Martin Luther King and his mission to a truck? Yes, definitely. Was this commercial good? Yeah, I think it was. It was based on a sermon that Martin Luther King did 50 years ago to the day. On Super Bowl Sunday. And here's what he had to say.
You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know the theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace. Generated by love.
Oh my gosh, they should be fired. Or maybe perhaps this is exactly the message America needs. What is a heart full of grace? What is that? That is a heart, I believe, that is balanced between self-worth and humility. I'm not going to change the world. I'm not going to change anybody's life. I'm just trying to do the right thing. I'm just trying to change my life. I'm trying to be a better person. And I know I can do it because I know who I am. And because I know who I am, I know who you are. And I know how we're connected. And so I'm going to serve you. I'm going to help you because that helps me. It helps all of us. That's what we're here for. That's a heart full of grace. Yesterday, I brought you this message. And right before I went off the air, I received this phone call.
So let's go to Minnesota and Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Mr. Beck. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you? Thanks for holding.
You bet. Hey, I just wanted to say, I wanted to preface this with, I'm at work and I don't listen to you very often. And I think it's a bit of serendipity that I happened to listen to you a while ago. The first thing I heard was MLK saying something about having a heart full of grace.
Yeah.
And then you talked about being honest with yourself. And you went on that line for quite some time. I served our country in the 2nd of the 75th Ranger Regiment. And I've been honest with myself ever since I got out. I've hated myself. I've despised myself. And I'm a husband and I'm a father. And what you said, you know, it's hard for people to reach me at a certain level because I don't want people to, because I like to keep people away from me except for my wife and my daughter. I'm not a huge people person. I don't like people, and I think it's because I don't like myself. I've never really had an epiphany moment in my life. I certainly never expected one from Glenn Beck. But that's what happened. I had to pull my truck over, and it moved me to tears to realize how much I can't stand myself and how much of an issue I have being the kind of person that I need to be to guide my family. And all because of the fact that I don't serve anymore and I feel useless. I feel emasculated and I have no idea how I got to this point today. I have no idea why I'm at this point right now, because I certainly didn't expect it. And I certainly didn't expect it at the time that it happened, but I'm glad that it did.
Brian,
I just wanted to let you know that.
I just have to tell you, you're not alone, brother. And I have been in exactly your place. I've been there. And it gets better. It really does. You just, now that you've recognized it, now you can start taking baby steps, and a year from now, you won't recognize how great your life is.
So that was,
thanks for calling. That was yesterday's program at the very end of the program, and I was struck by, I hate myself, I despise myself, because I used to feel that way too. I don't know if Brian is a drinker, but the way that's the way I dealt with it. And I used to hate people. I used to say that all the time. I hate people. I don't. I hated me. I hated me. I was a self-hating egomaniac. That's who we've become. We are filled with certitude that we know exactly what's happening. We know exactly what the problem is. We do this in our, it's so strange. We do this in politics. We know our side is right. Their side is wrong. We know it. And there's no room for gray. But I'm sorry to say, principles are principles. They are black and white. But how we're getting to those principles, how we're understanding those principles, there's a lot of gray. Their side is not always wrong, and we're not always right. In fact, we seem to switch places an awful lot. Brian says he feels useless and emasculated. I fear there's going to be more of that before there's less. But the good news is, if you recognize it now, you can take the steps to change that course. And it's really hard, but it's so well worth it. My father taught me the most important thing anybody's ever taught me in my life. The most powerful words in any language is I am. You change what follows those two words and you will change your life. I can guarantee you that he spends a lot of time as I did. I am useless. I am worthless. I am so weak. I am so pathetic. Well, if you had somebody around you saying that all day long for months and months and months, perhaps years, it would affect you, and we would call it mental abuse. We say those things to ourselves much more than anybody else could possibly say that. We're inflicting mental abuse on ourselves, and we believe it. After a while, you believe it. Do yourself a favor. Get out a notebook and a pencil and just put positive and negative, one side positive, one side negative. Don't judge anything. Don't ponder it. Just when you have a thought, oh, I'm so tired. I'm so worthless. Oh my gosh, I'm so, whatever it is, I am. Just notice, is it positive or negative? Then just mark it down. When I did this years ago, I don't think I had any positives on. In the worst times of my life, I have fewer positives than negatives. Your job is to stop using, in my opinion, the name of God is I am. Who shall I say sent me, said Moses? I am that I am. don't take the Lord's name in vain. What he means by that is my creative power is in my name, and I am will create whatever it is. Don't take it in vain. Don't take that lightly. I am strong. I am stronger today than I was yesterday. I am better today than I was yesterday. I am discovering my worth every second. You can't just convince yourself that you are worthy. I'm discovering my worth every day. I am finding new things to be excited about every day. Believe me, you change your thinking and you will change your life. Oh, and by the way, for anybody who thought that the guy should be fired for that Dodge Ram commercial, maybe Dodge could say that, because I don't think Brian is going to be out buying a Dodge because of the commercial. But because of that commercial, and because we weren't bitching about it on the air, but actually talking about it, it changed one man's life. Good job, Dodge.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.